I need to get to that Shime is a fraud text, which came in during the break. So we'll do that after we open up the Window World of Boston, WEEI weather window, and allow our weather smoke to poke his head outside. All right, Curtis, what do you see out there today?
Oh, sports talk. Lots of it. 71 degrees, beautiful morning in Boston. Going to be up to mid to upper 80s today.
Mm.
Going to be more temperate the rest of the week, and sunset right at 8 o'clock tonight, so enjoy it, because after that, we're not going to have an 8 o'clock sunset until 2026.
How is the extended forecast for my vacation next week? Could you look ahead on that for me?
Nantucket, 100% chance of Greg being cheap.
Oh.
No.
Nantucket okay. Next week?
Yeah, I'm off next week. I'm off Friday of this week and next week.
So will you be there over the weekend?
The following weekend?
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's when I'm going.
Oh, okay. Well, I probably won't then.
You're supposed to help me with a reservation.
Oh, yeah, I'll take care of that. I will.
Almost too relatable.
Yeah, Greg,
that's about 7 days of vacation. Very close together.
No. It's five. It's really five.
It's six.
And one, 6 days.
And then you were off last week.
That's seven flexes. Right. I haven't.
You mocked me for missing 2 weeks. That's 3 days short.
That is not anywhere. It's not even in the same stratosphere.
Flex it up, brother.
It doesn't matter if you're at home or in Hawaii. A day off is a day off.
Yeah.
We all deserve them.
You could get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. 781 text, listening late on the app. Thank you for that. AUDACY, Odyssey app. You can find us there and elsewhere. Shime conveniently neglected to mention Drake's interceptions during his lead. Yes, he did.
What do you mean? We talked about it when Courtney mentioned it in trending.
Yeah, he didn't mention it in his lead. It took my trending.
It was left out of your lead about Drake when you were gushing about Drake May.
I wasn't even gushing about Drake May. I was talking about the offensive line and the receivers. I didn't even bring up Drake May. But if you want me to bring up Drake May, I'd be happy to. Okay. He had two interceptions during the scrimmage, one of which bounced off Stephon Diggs' hands, and the other one was a miscommunication with his rookie wide receiver, which is on Drake May. Totally unacceptable later in the season.
I can't necessarily put that on him, because I'd have to know what the route combination was. Was it more Kyle Williams who screwed it up, or was it Drake May? So, that one would still be out. I would have to have been there to see what the miscommunication was. You know, if, for example, the wide receiver Kyle Williams is supposed to go down the middle of the field and he breaks his route off, that's more on the receiver than it is on Drake May.
On Drake May.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but Drake May hasn't thrown an interception at practice leading up to that scrimmage, had he?
Not at all.
Oh, okay,
no,
cool.
Not at all.
The X, the Z, vertical routes.
Right, we got to go through the route tree.
Yes.
But I am. Well, we'll see. We'll see a little bit of him, I'm sure, Friday night, right?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. How much are these guys going to play? First preseason game. I used to know what it was with the four preseason games. The first one, you got a little bit, and then you kind of got a little bit in the second one. And the third preseason game is where you saw the veterans for the most part. But now it's completely different with three preseason games. I feel like sometimes you don't even see these guys at all.
Right. So, I think the Wednesday, the joint practice, is where you get much more work from your skill guys, especially the quarterback, because you can make everything the same, mm-hmm. except the quarterback is never in danger.
Right.
So you'll see.
But there's only one of those this year, which is...
Right, that's this week against the Commanders.
Right, where usually you have, like, you know, three days of that, now that's something different. So how much... It's only one day. I get what you're saying, Curtis. You can control the environment when it comes to the physicality and protect guys from getting hurt. But I think it'll be more interesting to see. I don't really need to see Drake May as much.
You want to see Will Campbell.
I want to see Will Campbell. I want to see maybe what some of these other... Like, I don't really need to see Steph Diggs. Like, I kind of know what he can do. What will these other guys kind of look like?
I have a camp query that falls into this conversation, yes. Greg, if you're interested.
Yes.
Going back to the draft, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. Would any of you draft it differently today? And if the Patriots had Jaden Daniels, how much, if at all, would it affect your win total for this season?
Mm.
Well, I like Jaden Daniels, so.
Yeah, but I do too, Wiggy, but I don't know how successful he would have been on this team last year. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that you'd know that Jaden Daniels exists.
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
because his team was such a disaster last year. Right. I think Curtis is right. I would definitely redraft that. Personally, I would go Drake, Jaden, Caleb Williams. Personally.
Wow.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, why would you do that? Because if you don't know, because if you're saying you don't know who the quarterback is going to be, I guess you would be redrafting only based off of kind of what you know they did in college.
Exactly, and that's how I had them, or not exactly how I had them ranked in college. But I've seen enough of Caleb Williams to know that Drake May and Jaden Daniels are better than him.
Caleb Williams was good in college, so that is.
I know, but I've seen enough in the NFL, even on their limited amount of time they've had, that they're both better than Caleb Williams.
Well, then I would say if you've seen enough in the NFL, wouldn't you then say Jaden Daniels is ahead of Drake May?
Doesn't Caleb also look like trash during training camp right now, too?
No, they said he's actually looked pretty good.
Oh,
there was a video of him throwing a fit after a bad pass. But right. No, like, Wiggy, well, I 100%.
He's jerk forward. I mean, he's always been kind of jerk forward.
That's kind of how I like my chicken sometimes,
forward.
Too.
He's emotional.
Jerk forward.
Well, yeah, I mean.
He's emotional.
Emotional, yeah.
Well, he's got Ben Johnson.
Well, he also wanted, like, equity in the team.
Yeah, that was, you know.
That was his dad.
Yeah, that was him shooting for the stars.
Yeah, okay. It was his dad making
a
play.
Well, he was the one who said it, so.
Well, you know, Jaden Daniels' mom was making news the other day.
Oh, she's always.
She's showing up at all the interviews and on set.
She's always there. She's definitely a momager.
But, she doesn't want him dating, right, still?
Well, she kind of just, you know, wants to make sure that, you know, people laying out just to get his money, which is cool.
There's that video of Caleb Williams, by the way, on Twitch.
Yeah.
Misses a bunch of throws.
Yeah.
Like, that's bad.
Yeah. That is, yeah.
Sorry, I mean.
It's hot. It's red hot. Those square boxes are hard to throw in.
Tough.
Oh, man.
He doesn't hit one of them.
You're not close.
You're a professional
that's
quarterback.
That's embarrassing.
Looks like that dude from the Guardians bouncing pitches while he's trying to win bets.
Emmanuel Classe.
But it's like, if you thought those throws were bad, watch my reaction.
Yeah. But he's going to have Ben Johnson this year, right? Haven't we raved about him?
I love Ben Johnson. I hope that Ben Johnson makes him better, but from what I have seen, I am not super confident.
Ben Johnson made
it'd be a lot better if
Jared
you just
Goff
called him by his last
but
name.
I think Jared Goff's like, okay. Like, I mean, he was good with McVay. He was good with Ben Johnson. I think as long as he has an infrastructure, Goff is, like, good. He's not great. But
it's not really fair to Drake May, but based on what you've seen of the two of them, me and Jaden Daniels, would you prefer to have Jaden Daniels?
Yeah. Right. I would prefer to have Jaden Daniels.
What about the age? Does that impact it at all? Daniels is going to be turning 25 this season. He's two years older than Drake May.
Not really. Not that anybody's like Brady, so don't get it twisted. But quarterbacks can still be 35 years old and still be very productive. I mean, how old is Matthew Stafford? I mean, isn't he like 37 or 30?
Yeah.
You know, so I look at, see, and Shy makes a good point. I don't know what Jaden Daniels would be if he was in New England last year with Mayo and Alex Van Pelt, and what Drake May would look like if he was with Cliff Kingsbury in Washington. But this year we have a real way to judge them, because you'll get to see Drake May with, we all believe, a competent coaching staff.
And from week one, like, there was that nonsense last year. Yeah. What, Curtis?
I would also say, though, like, Jaden Daniels went to a organization that was a punchline and changed everything. Like,
right, but he went with a new coach.
Well, but Dan Quinn was a kind of a goofball.
Yeah, like, he had gone to a Super Bowl, Curtis.
And Cliff Kingsbury has always been a good play caller.
I don't know. To
he
me,
didn't go to Chicago, who was Chicago was
an absolute dumpster fire. Matt Eberflus.
Yes.
And Shane Waldron, who Jaxon Smith-Njigba prior to the season was asked about him as the former offensive coordinator in Seattle. And he goes, are we on live TV? And when he was told yes, he goes, oh, yeah, he's a good guy.
So I would just, going back to last season, nobody had the Commanders in the playoffs.
No, nobody. Not in the playoffs. No.
And he was great. He was even great in the playoffs. Like, he was a revelation last year. So I would take Jaden, Drake, and then Caleb Williams third. But
if you were Caleb Williams, you probably were like, man, I would rather go to New England and play for Mayo and Van Pelt than play for the jabronis I got out in Chicago.
I mean, we all allow ourselves to be changed because of how great he was and how the playoff run and all that. Like, nobody was sitting around going, ooh, Dan Quinn, what a hire. Right. We laughed about it.
Well,
we said, how could Dan Quinn get a job and Bill Belichick couldn't?
They're all going to be in a position. I think, obviously, Jaden Daniels is ahead of everybody because of what he did last year. But they're all going to be in a position where they have good coaches, head coaches, and they have good offensive coordinators with Drake May and even in Chicago with Caleb Williams.
Text from Connecticut. Ken Laird was spot on.
Ah, here we go.
Joe Milton is better than May. He's tearing it up in Dallas.
Joe Milton is a huge star in Dallas right now.
Yeah, huge. Tearing up that practice squad.
Huge Vrabel screw up is what that texter says.
Joe Milton's not going to start a game. Like, it's let's relax.
That gets hurt a lot, so you might be able to see Joe Milton. And if Joe Milton does look good, and Drake May struggles, you'll definitely, Ken will be on the top of that soapbox beating the drum.
CBS Dallas story this morning. Mighty Joe Milton, Cowboys backup QB, enjoying new surroundings. Mm. They're all over the Joe Milton story. Yeah.
Good for them.
No.
They have a lot of bigger things to worry about, Dallas.
Well, Jerry Jones said over the weekend that's not a worry at all. It's no problem. It's just a guy who's, you know, just trying to negotiate in public. So,
Wiggy, why is the players' union so weak? They had one thing in their holster.
Presidents out there at the strip clubs.
Wiggy, you guys had one thing, which was don't show up.
Yeah,
and then you're made whole. They literally said, "Never mind, we can't hold out, and we're going to lose our money, and we cannot receive funding for that." Like, you get the franchise tag was supposed to be for the players. Now it's the biggest weapon used against them.
Yeah, but I think with the franchise tag, like it was the guaranteed money that Arsley, you know, just got in the player's head for the franchise tag, because the franchise tag is not what you want as a player. You don't want that because you don't want to roll the dice. And then if you get hurt, I know you get the guaranteed money, but that 80, 90, 100 million in guaranteed money has all now gone out the window.
But is he pissed off enough at Jerry Jones that he really wants out of there, or is it truly just?
I think he
is just negotiating.
No, I think the only way you can know for sure is if teams inquire about Micah Parsons or Terry McLaurin.
Well, they should be.
I think everybody should be.
Yeah. If you're Micah Parsons, I mean, you're looking at this. It is a slap in the face. They've been having these negotiation talks for a bit, and wouldn't you rather him than even Dak Prescott on your team? Like, he is the star of that franchise.
You could argue he's the best defensive player in the league. Like, if I'm New England, I'm calling both organizations, and Dallas, I would be like, all right, you want multiple first-round picks for Micah Parsons, let's do it. And I'll give Micah Parsons the highest-paid deal. In 3 years, he's got like 50-plus sacks. He's like, you know, top of the league. And if you're Terry McLaurin, you're the same way. And the thing about the Terry McLaurin situation, I don't get. It's mind-blowing to me, especially in Washington. You already know what the market is for a guy like him.
Yeah.
Because there's been plenty of receivers that have done contracts where you know, like, okay, we understand what the market is for a 29-year-old wide receiver who's pretty good, so we should be able to get that done.
And you have a quarterback on a rookie contract for like 4 more years.
Right. Micah Parsons is a little bit different. Yeah, I know TJ Watt just got the new money, but Micah Parsons,
Miles Garrett money.
Right, but he has to set the market because he has to be above Miles Garrett.
Yeah. All right. Hill Notes. We're going to play the best ones back in about 45 minutes or so, around 9:20. So you can still leave one of those on the Odyssey app on any topic. I would like to thank today's Dress Greg partner. It is the Stadium Theater and Performing Arts Center in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. I'm wearing their shirt today. As long as you're willing to donate $100 to the Greg Hill Foundation, I will wear any article of clothing. Just go to the Greg Hill Foundation and look for Dress Greg and do that. They have some upcoming shows down there, Curtis. Wayne Newton, Air Supply, and countless tribute bands. If you want to go to maybe we should go see Air Supply at the Stadium Theater.
Who has had more work done on their face, Wayne Newton or Tom Brady?
I think it's still Wayne Newton,
yeah.
I would think. Excellent in the vacation films, though.
Spectacular.
We will be right back.